Mr. Lemberger has yahrzeit today for his mother, so we dedicate the learning lezech and ishmasa. Isha sora rocha pasha chover Yaakov. We left off chov gimel of meralef, 6 lines from the top. He was discussing the machloikes hatanoim in the Mishnah. The two ways to be mishachar nevik daini, that's derived from the pasuk by shidcha harufa. That it says that shidcha harufa, she gets malchus. And the boil is chayev beim shogig beim emezer. The boil is chayev asham, asham shivcha harufa. That's the Mishnah. That usually a person only brings a chatos or an asham if he did an aver b'shogig. And the Mishnah says that there are 4 people who bring a korban even if the aver was done emezer. One of them is the asham shivcha harufa beim shogig beim emezer. Whether she gets malchus b'shogig, that doesn't make any sense. If she was b'shogeg, the Pashta says she does not get malchus. There's a Pelatika Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis in the beginning of Masechah Shabbos where it doesn't belong. On the first Mishnah, it doesn't belong there at all. Maybe it's the new manuscripts. Maybe it's not there. But in all the old editions, the Rambam writes there in the Pirush HaMishnayis that the Shivcha Harufa gets malchus bein b'shogeg bein. I said it can't be. How can it be she gets malchus b'shogeg? So the pasuk there by Shivcha Harufa says, "Hofte lo nivdasa o chuf shalo nitan lo." She was neither nishtachara ayde kesef, nor nishtachara ayde shtar. Hofte lo nivdasa. Stam pidyon is bekesef. Usually pidyon hegdish, pidyon ma'aser sheni, pidyon aben is bekesef, or b'shove kesef, dinik kesef. Pidyon aben you can use shove kesef, b'shove kesef dinik kesef. So hofte lo nivdasa means she's not peduya legamrei. A chuf shala nitan la 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 meisha is a reference to get isha. So just like an isha misgaresha say they get, so nevik nani is, the pasuk happens to be speaking about shivcha knainis, not about evik nani, but it's the same din. A chuf shala nitla, she was neither nishtachra ayde kes, nor nishtachra ayde shtar. Then there's a machloike satanoim on the assumption that there are 2 ways to be mishachra, a shivcha knainis, nevik nani. Would you say that if he's nishtach ha'ayidei kesef, it only takes care of the kinyan moment, or it even takes care of the kinyan isa? Like a mafker, abdu yotze lecheres, if you mafker the abikinayin, hefker is only chala in the kinyan moment. So that was a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Once the kinyan moment is canceled, like the hefker, do you say the kinyan isa disappears by itself or not? We paskin, it does not disappear. So what if you're mishachar and abikinayin ha'ayidei kesef? Do you say the kesef can only have an effect on the kinyan moment, but the kinyan isa still remains? And you need a shtar for that. And we paskin kesef goyma, but we paskin just like the shtar. He becomes nishtach ha'ayde shtar. The shtar cancels both the kinyan mamon and the kinyan isa. So the kesef also cancels both. Fine? So that's the source for what we're talking about. Now the Mishnah has a machlokes satanoim. Is this kinyan the shichur evik naini? Ha'ayde kesef? Is ha'ayde atzmo or ha'ayde acherim? Or is it either way? Davka ha'ayde atzmo, davka ha'ayde acherim? Or either way. Or shtar. Shtar is dafka de yatzma, dafka de cherem, or either way. What are the issues involved? So kesef is easy enough. The rule is kol mashikon evit kon rabba. So any moment that the evit knaini, that klal doesn't apply to evit ibi, only applies to evit knaini. Any kesh that the evit knaini acquires after becomes an evit knaini, before he becomes an evit knaini, let's say I would be a nochri. I would sell myself as an evit knaini. I have a big bank account, I have a fortune of money. Why did I sell myself? I'm stupid. So I sell myself as an Evik Naini. Why should I want to be an Evik Naini if I'm a rich man? Kasha if I'm Isaac. So he sells himself as an Evik Naini. So whatever money he has in the bank still belongs to him. So the whole Gemara is very strange. It's not so strange. Gemara is talking. How does Evik Naini have money that he should free himself? Simple. He was a multimillionaire. He has all the money in the bank. He sold himself as an Evik Naini. Tanoim knew it's stupid. Why should he agree to become an Evik Naini if he has money in the bank? So they didn't give that case. How can the Evik Knaini own money on his own? So normally the Evik Knaini, the Nochri is broke, he has no money. He sells himself as a last resort, sells himself as an Evik Knaini. Then whatever cash he acquires later on, that's a din deraisa. Kol mashakon evikon rabba. Tosis points out that kol mashakon seishakon baila, that's only a takon of the rabban. There's this big Tosis on the bottom of Amud Beis, it goes over to Amud Aleph on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So Tosis distinguishes. The kol mashikon seisha kon abayla is only a takana de rabbanon, but kol mashikon ever kon rabba, that's a real din derais. So the machlokes hatanoim, one issue involved is Is it ever possible for the Eviknaini to have cash, that it should be Mishacher himself, Aydei Kesef? Maybe it's only possible Kesef Aydei Acher. Maybe it's never the case, doesn't exist Kesef Aydei Asma. So that's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. Maybe some Tanoim deny this klal. Maybe some don't hold from the whole din. But the Gemara doesn't want to say like that. So the Gemara says, no, it's probably a different machlokes or a different machlokes. Okay, we'll discuss. And then there's another issue. Because of Ayde Acherim, we'll have to see the Gemara. What do you mean, because of Ayde Acherim? Someone could be Meshach of the Eviknaini without consulting the Eviknaini. Let's say Shtar Ayde Acherim. The Odon writes a Shtar Shichra. So if he gives the Shtar Shichra to the Eved, you learn that Lola Meisha, just like one can be Megarish Ishtet Bal Korcha. It's not Derech Eretz, it's Acherim Derab Ben Egershim. He's not allowed to do that. Some Shonim hold that it's a Nisa Deraisa, just Rabbeinu Gershom added a Cherem, a Klola, that the person should drop dead. The Gemara says in the Dorm, a Cherem is Osias Ramach, and the curse is Nichnas into the Ramach Evorm. He should die. So there is a Nisa, certainly, possibly a Nisa Deraisa, at least a Nisa Derabonon, not to give a Get Bal Korcha. But if you give a Get Bal Korcha, it is Chal. So if you give a Shtar Shichra Bal Korcha of the Ebed, it's also Chal. We learn that Lola Meisha. But the question is, what about Shtar Ayde Acherim? Is that considered a Zuchusu Levit Sheyetz Mitachas Ad Rabba L'Acherus? So even if the Eved is not here, the Odin can write a Shtar Shichra. Any normal person today in America would certainly want to be free. In other countries, maybe not. Maybe they're so used to slavery, they can't even vision, they can't even imagine what it means to be a free person. So that in the days of the Tanaim, that was a Machlekes from Meir Nechachamim. Do you see that that's considered a Zuchus? That's the accepted opinion, like the Chachamim. Rameir is not so convinced that it's a schus. Maybe it's a chayva. If he's an Eviknaini of a Kohen, he's permitted to eat truma. Rashi points out if he's an Eviknaini of Israel, he's muta b'shiv chaknainis. He can have his girlfriend whenever he wants. Once he's going to become mishtachrer, he has to get married with chupa v'kiddushin, and he has to support a wife. It's a whole long story. Life is much easier when he's an Eviknaini. He has his Shivcha Knainis always with him. Rashi quotes the Loshan Gemara, Zilele Shchichale Pritzale. Shivcha Knainis is always available to have znus with him. So that's a machloike satanaim, whether Zchus Olevet Sheyetz Mitachas Ad Rabba L'Cheirus or not. Can the Odon be Meshach of the Eviknaini without consulting the Eviknaini? Do we have the right to assume that it's certainly a Zchus? The Nesivas raises a question. Let's say it is a Zchus. We assume la halacha like the Chachamim der Amei Zchus Olevet Sheyetz Mitachas Ad Rabba L'Cheirus. We apply Zochel Olam Shlavifan. And then the Eved finds out about it. He says he's unhappy. He doesn't want to go free. He doesn't want. So the Pashtus is that it's not Chal. Let's say we assume I want to give a matana to someone who's not here. So I give the matana to you. You're kind of for him. So we say Zochel Olam Shlavifan. So the Gemara says when he finds out about it, if his instinctive, his initial reaction is that he's not happy about it, then he's moiche, he doesn't want it. So it cancels the whole zochin. So the Nesivis poses a question, why is there a machleke satanayim by Sheikh Rabbi Knaini, whether it's a schus or a chayva? And the Mishnah says, Getisha is a chayva, it's not a schus. It lets me know clearly that the woman is chalishing to have a get. She's been protesting in front of the husband's home for months, for years already. She wants a get, and is it in newspapers all the time? If you know that she's chalashing to get a get, then you would say zochen le'adam shleibafan about a get also. If you don't know one way or the other, so you assume that it's not as chus. So then the Nesivis asks, meanwhile we should be zochen the shtar shichra for the Eved, zochen the get for the Isha. Now the Eved and the Isha have all the options. If they want, they can say, I want it, and it's going to take effect. They don't want it, they don't want it, then it won't take effect. So what is there a machlokes? Whether zochen, is it a chus or is it a chayva? By the Gedisha, we assess the situation. We say, normally it's a chayva. Why don't you go through with the kinyan and offering that person, the Isha, the Eviknaini, all the options, that's the best chus in the world. Whatever they want is going to take effect. If they want to get, it'll be chal. She doesn't want, it won't be chal. So the answer is, the Nesiva says, the answer is, you see from that Mishnah, that you only apply zochen le'adam shleibafanov if in the perspective of the present, it appears that it is a chus. And then you say that it takes effect. And then you say that if the person's instinctive, if his initial reaction is that he doesn't want it, then he can break up the schus. But if you're not convinced at all, if at the time they're doing the zochin, you're not convinced that it's a schus, then you can't say zachen the adam shleiv afanav. See, that's a shaila that we discussed about erev tavshilin. Gemara says that it's the obligation. Gemara says in Beitzon, the second parak, the whole parak is all about, starts with the dinam of erev tavshilin. So it's the Gemara says that it's his responsibility of the rabbi in every community to make an erev tavshilin with zochen liyadim shleiv afanav on behalf of all the balabatim who may forget. So let's say the rabbi does want to forget himself. The rabbi is afraid he's going to forget. So Shachris, right after davening on Erev Yantav, Yantav is Chaliyas Friday, a Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So the rabbi is going to right away make an Erev Tavshil and say, Zochad Adam Shleiv Afanav. All the people are at work in the morning. And a lot of them are learned people, religious people. They want to make their own Erev Tavshil. So if you call them up on the phone, you'd ask, do you want to be Yotze with the rabbi's Erev Tavshil? They say, no, I want to say my own bracha, my own Erev Tavshil. So at the time of making the Erev Tavshilin, bright and early in the morning, a lot of the people would probably say, no, thank you, I don't want to have an Erev Tavshilin. Then they stay late in the office. Then they run home. And then there's a traffic jam. They just make it by the skin of their teeth. Then they barely take a shower. Their wife thought the husband made an Erev Tavshilin. Husband thought the wife made an Erev Tavshilin. Comes to shul, he finds out he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. Can he rely on the rabbi's Erev Tavshilin? In the morning when the rabbi made the Erev Tavshilin from the perspective of the present, we would say it's not a schus. If the rabbi would make the Erev Tavshilin the last minute before mincha, then it's a schus. Then it's a schus for all the people. But if the rabbi is going to make the Erev Tavshilin bright and early in the morning to make sure that he doesn't forget, that's questionable whether the zochin helps for the other people. Because at the time that you did the zochin, it looks like it's not a schus. It doesn't help that you're making the person all the options, and later on when he finds out about it, he's happy that the rabbi made the Erev Tavshilin for him. It has to appear that it's a schus at the time. Rav Soloveitchik's grandfather, Rav Eliyahu Feinstein, that was Rav Moshe Feinstein's uncle, so Rav Soloveitchik's grandfather wrote a Shadus HaTshuvas that's called Halichas Eliyahu. So he has a whole tshuva about Hilchas Gittin, about Zochen Aneget, where he elaborates upon this point of the Nesivis. But the Nesivis says it. You don't need the Halichas Eliyahu.
But at the end of the day, really is subjective. What's a zechus, what's not a zechus? Why is there my focus? I understand why not say a blanket thing, always this is always a zechus or this is always not a zechus, but
we don't say it's always. We don't say a get is always a chayva. The Gemara is beferish and yivamis that sometimes a get is a schus. It is subjective. It all depends on the case. So that's the shaila. What would you say the average evit kaini?
Why even discuss that? If it doesn't matter to the person himself.
No, it does matter. If it doesn't, if I'm not so convinced that it appears that it's a schus, then it doesn't help later on, even if he's happy that they...
Right, but you're going to look at this guy, and we're going to see, is it a pure this guy? We're not going to say in general. It's always going to be whether... Who cares if it's general? If we know this guy is singing the entire day when he's in heaven, we know it's going to be happy, and if he's very mopey, we know we can assume he's going to be sad.
Right, so what if we don't know one way or the other? That's, if you know for sure one way or the other, then by the get also, there's nothing to discuss. But we're talking Epic 90. We don't know what his attitude would be, whether he would be happy or sad about the get shichra. So if you don't know, then it's a machlag zatanayim. What does the average Ebed think? Why don't they take a poll? They had no ability to take a poll. Okay. And for sure today it changed. You can't say for sure today it changed. In America it changed. In America everybody wants to be free. You have to Lincoln free the slaves. So nobody wants to be a slave. Maybe there's certain parts of Africa where it's givaldic to be a slave.
So if we assume it all goes based on the achshav, so even if the umdino right now is that it would be zafen, why does it matter if he's
mocha
later on?
That's the Gemara in Chula, Daf Mem, and the Gemara Bava Basra, the same thing. Whenever you do a zochen of a matana, a zochen matana for someone, if his initial reaction to the when he hears the news is that he doesn't want it, no thank you, then he has the ability to break it up. The same thing, ger katan, in Ksubas Daf Yeral, ger katan matbila mosa atazbez, and you convert a little infant. The little infant doesn't understand bechlal what's going on by the ger. So we do the milan, the tefillah on the baby, and then the baby is not able to have das geris. He doesn't have kabbalas on mitzvah. So the bezin does it on his behalf. And then when he becomes an adult, when he reaches 13, higdilu. So then he has to decide whether he wants it, he doesn't want it. If his reaction when he reaches bardas is that he doesn't want to be Jewish, so then he breaks up the whole zochen. Then you don't say zochen. That's the din of zochen. He declares that it's not a schus. That's what the Rif and the Ramam say over here also. When you weep paskin like the Chachamim, the Reb Meir in the end of the first parak in Gittin, the Shichra, Rebbe Kanaini is a schus, But if the Eved Kanani finds out about it later on and he's Meicha, doesn't want it, then he cancels. So that's a Rashbo has a suggestion over here. Lulei de Mistafina, he says. If he weren't afraid to disagree with the Rambam and the Riff, he is afraid. But he says, Lulei de Mistafina, if he weren't afraid to disagree with the Rambam and the Riff, he would have said, he would have suggested that maybe once you hold like the Chachamim, they're a mayor. The Shichur Eved Kanani is considered a schus. So maybe it's considered such a schus gemura that even if higdilu, he can't be moicha. Not higdilu. Even when he finds out about it, that there was zoicha d'shtar shichur for him, maybe he can't be moicha. Yeah, that's a question. So there was, this is the international Beth Din for Heter Agunas came up with this Mishigas, that there was an Eretz Yisrael who was giving gittin for women whose husbands were in prison for 40, 50, 60 years since Hakamas HaMedina, when the Rabbanut was established. So the Rabbanut said certain case, the husband is mukhif, give a get. And you kaif on the get, so the husband didn't want to give a get, so they kaif. So today we don't beat people up, so you have agunas, because we don't beat them up. So we treat the criminals lightly, so we put them in prison. And there it's all, the Rabbanut puts people in prison. So sometimes they sit in prison for 50, 60 years and they don't want to give a get. So these people are going to burn in Gehenna for ruining their wives' lives. So this professor in the Weizmann Institute, he wasn't a professor in Talmud, he was a professor in physics, I think, professor in the Weizmann Institute in Rehovot, came up with this shtus that you can say, Zachlar Admishlaibafanov, to write a get on behalf of the husband, because it's a schus for the husband, he's going to burn in Gehenna. You can write the get, and even though the husband is protesting now, he refuses to give a get, the Rashba says on our daf that if it's a schuz gemura, then if not to the fact that he's afraid to disagree with the Rif and the Ram, but he is afraid. So he didn't disagree. But in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Avadim, Shulchan Aruch was written before Lincoln freed the slaves. So there's a siman in the Yeridei, Chela Gimel, they have Hilchas Geirus, then it has Hilchas Avadim, then have the Dinim of Shichur Eved Kanani. So they quote the dinim that we pass on like the Chachamim, the Rabbi Eskusol Eved, Sheyotzi Mitachas Yad Rabba L'Cheres, and they quote, but when the Eved finds out that there was Zoicha, get Shichur for him, and he says he doesn't want it, he cancels it, and the Rashba raised the suggestion, the Mechaba quotes, the Rashba raised the possibility that maybe the Eved cannot be Moicha because it's a Schus Gemur. So this crackpot had the idea that the same should apply to get. You can be Zoicha get on behalf of the husband, even though the husband is screaming he doesn't want it, but it's a schuz gemura, so therefore we ignore what he says. So that's ridiculous, utterly ridiculous. The Rashba himself says he would only, if not for the fact that he's afraid to take on his shoulders the responsibility of disagreeing with the Rif and the Rambam, which he is afraid of, that he would have suggested like that. But then he says his suggestion only because the get shichur, if the Eved would be here in person, you can give the get shichur bal korcha of the Eved. So you don't need dasu Eved for the get. You just need yad ho'Eved. But also in b'yado, you have to give it to yad ho'Eved. So we say, zochen li'odim shlo'i v'fon, if anyone can volunteer to do a yad for the Eved to be zochen. Then when the Eved finds out, he says he doesn't want it. So the Rashba made a suggestion, maybe he cannot be mocha, because you don't need dasu Eved for gerish. And if the Eved would be here in person, you can give the get bal korchai, just like you can give the get isha bal korchai. So since you don't need daso Eved, that was his suggestion. Then maybe if you did ayidei zochin and the zochin b'shaita v'schal, so then the Eved can say later on, I don't want it. But by any other case, we do need daso adam. Let's say to give a get, you certainly need daso adam. Das habal, you need tzivay habal to authorize the writing of the get. So even if one should assume there was a big talmid chacham in Europe whose opinion was not accepted, you had this chiddush that you can say zochen li'odim b'shlo'i v'fon. After the First World War, there were Jewish soldiers who were missing in action. So they didn't know whether they were alive or dead. And if they're alive, it's already years. They didn't come back to the country. They didn't come back to their wives. So there was a big talmid chacham. He came up with this idea. We should write a get on behalf of the husband, because maybe the husband is dead and the wife is allowed to marry, unless there's an issue of chalitza. Then his kula didn't apply. But if they have children, and no brothers, and there's no issue of chalitza, so maybe the husband is dead, even if the husband is alive, he doesn't have his wife anyway. So what good is it? He's a prisoner somewhere. So it's a schus for the husband that he should remain married to his wife. He's in prison somewhere. He's in a hospital somewhere. He doesn't have the happy marriage with his wife anyway. If he's alive, he's somewhere else. He doesn't have the wife anyway. So wouldn't it be a schus on the part of the husband to free his wife to give a gift? So there was a Talmud Chacham in Europe who had this idea. So Rav Herzog was the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. After Rav Kook passed away, he was appointed chief rabbi. So he has in the collection of his Jews, Hechel Yitzchak and Chelik Ebenezer, he writes, and then Cholema Filo, I'd never even dream to follow that opinion that this Rav in Europe had, that you can say Zochan Amishlai Befonov to write a get on behalf of the husband, because the next thing you know is that they'll write the get against the wishes of the husband. The husband will say Befevish, I don't want to give a get. That's exactly what this crackpot did in Rehovot, the professor from Weizmann Institute. Yeah. He used to do the gittin in the American embassy, because we do it in Eretz Yisrael, so they'll put you in prison, because no one has a right to do gittin outside from the rabbinon. So he did it in the American embassy, so that's American territory. That's not Israeli territory. So the Israeli government can't put the guy in prison. So I'm sure gonna.
What the woman really wants to get is the husband. If he has the husband, and he agrees.
Okay. Okay. Nachon. Nachon. Yes.
So, why does the Rashba consider it a zechus gemura? Meaning, even the Rabbanan are moded to Rabbi Meir's svara of, they just think it's a bigger zechus not to do it.
That's a good question. Why does he consider it a zechus gemura? If Rabbi Meir stands and he says he's not so convinced that the zechus outweighs the chayva, so even the Chachamim feel that it does outweigh the chayva, how can he consider it a zechus gemura? It's a very good question. Very good question. I don't know. Rav Meir Arik has a Oris on Shas, I think it's called Tal Torah. In addition to the Tshuvas that he published, so in his Oris on Shas, he has a Rashbam. And Yesh Nechla, I think, towards the end of Bava Basra, he thinks that the Rashbam holds like this Rashbo. Why? Because the Gemara there talks, if I wanted to give a matonah to someone is not here, I give you the matonah, you're kind of for him. So the Gemara says, when he finds out about it, and he says he doesn't want it, he can undo the whole matonah. So the Rashbam says, why should he have the right to undo the matonah? Because tani matonah is yichya. So Rav Meir Arik says, what does he have to give a reason? Tani matonah is yichya. Arbitrarily, for no good reason. So you see from the Rashbam that if it's a schus gemura and there's no downside to it, then the Rashbam would agree with the Rashba that he wouldn't be able to be meicha. It's only because there is a downside. Whenever you're accepting a matonah, it's going to be a kitzah yamim. So any matanas yichy, if you don't accept any matanas, you live longer. So the Rashbam sounds like he holds, not necessarily. Rashbam always writes everything by arichas. Maybe Rashbam just giving a psychological explanation why the guy wants to turn down the matana. Doesn't necessarily mean that that's significant halachically, that there's a good reason. If there wouldn't be a good reason, then he wouldn't be able to turn it down. Rashbam just long-winded. It's not like Rashi. He writes everything that Rashi writes in one line, he writes in 10 lines. Rashi writes in one short line, and Rashbam writes in 10 long lines.
Some people don't want matonis because they feel indebted then later.
Yeah, right.
And that's very normal.
Yeah, right. Doesn't want to be indebted to repay the taiva. That's right. Yeah. So again, so the Gemara is going to raise all of these issues. What's the machlekes, whether shichur kesef aydei atzma or aydei cherem? What's the issue with the shtar al de atzma o yidachem? So one issue is the old machlekes from the end of the first perek in Gittin, whether you apply zochen liyadam shalai b'fonav to shichur ebeknayni. That's kesef or shtar al yidachem. If you're talking shalom yidaito, we didn't consult the Eved. So that's Gemara says shalom yidaito. That's the old machlekes in Gittin, whether you apply zochen liyadam shalai b'fonav or not. And if you do, then the Rashbo has this luli de mistafina. If he weren't afraid to take issue, to disagree with the Rambam and the Rif. Today people are not afraid of anything. They'll take on all the Tanoim and all Amoroim. The Rashba says if he weren't afraid, he would take issue. Yeah.
You said the Bar Mitzvah. There is the fun with
it. That what, that
you
one?
You said it before, Bar Mitzvah. Take on
everybody. Yeah. We usually don't accept his. We always do not accept his opinions. Halacha l'maaseh. Yeah.
This professor, he said that it's. How do you define schus gemura? Because schus gemura is saying it's 100% schus with nothing, with no downside whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So what about paying the ksuba? What about
It doesn't, for sure. And it doesn't fit into the Rashba, because the Rashba himself says the only reason why he says it by a Shtar Shichur, because you don't need Das or Evid for the Shtar Shichur. The Rashba is saying, when you moicha later on, if I gave you a matana, you weren't here, I gave the matana to someone to be zech of you, so you can, so we said at the time Zochin, and then when you find out about it, you can say you don't want it, you can turn it down. Your ability to turn it down is based on the idea, not that you convert it into a chayva. It's based on the idea that you need your das for the kinyan. I can't make the kinyan bal korchacho. But the get, you can give bal korcho of the isha, but you can't give the get shichur can be given bal korcho shalo evet. And the get isha can be given bal korcho, but you can't give the get bal korcho of the baal. So there the Rashba himself says. The Rashba agrees also. Whenever you need das or adam, and he finds out later on that you did his chus for him, Rashi Mazal says beferish that you would never say Zochin over there. You can't say Zochin Makar. Utterly ridiculous, yeah. So again, so one issue is, Kesef Hishtar Vayidei Acherim Shalom Yidaito Shalom Eved. That's the old Shiloh from the end of the first parak in Gittin. Is it Zochin or not? Fine, that we know. Then there's an issue, Get Ayidei Atzmo. Why is there an issue, Get Ayidei Atzmo? Because the Halacha says, V'nosam B'yodah, the Baal has to give the get, B'yad Ha'isha. Let's say the Baal, we pass on the halacha that it's a schuso le'evet she'yetzim mitachas yad rabba l'cheiris. So even if the Evet Kanani is not here, I'll write the Shtar Shichur, give it to you, and the Evet Kanani will go free. Fine. And the Evet Kanani finds out, he's happy about it. He's not unhappy. He's happy, so he goes free. No shayla. What if we say zochen le'olam shalom b'fonim? So I'll write a gat shichur, and I'll take it from my right hand, put it in my left hand, and I'll say zochen le'olam shalom b'fonim on behalf of the Evet. So that doesn't help. You can't take it. I'll make an Erev Tavshil, and I'm the rabbi in the community. I'm making an Erev Tavshil. I'll take it from my right hand, put it in my left, and I pick it up on behalf of all the Balabatim who forgot that this should be the Erev Tavshil for them. They've never left my Rishus. By Kenyonim Vitaltalim, the Kenyan consists, the main Kenyan is Yad in Chotzer. We learn that from the two Psukim, by the Getishim and Asim the Yodah, by the Ganif, it says in Motzis and Motzah B'Yodah. Then the Tanaim had a Drosha, both by the Getishim and by the Ganif. And the other chatzer meran tam lama benasim mikom makom tam lama he matzis and matzim mikom makom. That yad and chatzer are both good. Not only yad and chatzer are good, we say hakboi mashiach also forms of haknasa l'mshusa. Haknasa l'mshusa works by metaltalim. First you have to have haitzua mshus marakama. Then you have haknasa into the mshusa of the marabasra. Before you do haitzua mshus marakama, you can't begin to have haknasa l'mshus marabasra. We said there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Where the Hagbah needs Gimel Tvachim on one tefach. So Rashi Shita is that you need Gimel Tvachim because of Lavud. What do you mean, Lavud? So Rashi and Bava Kama, Rashi and Tosfos and the Rishonim say, Rashi only says it if the Chafetz belongs to one person, he's giving it to someone else. Let's say it's a Dovah Shel Hefker. Even Rashi agrees that all you have to do is pick it up at tefach. If it's not a Dovah Shel Hefker, if it belongs to a Marakana, so before you pick it up, Gimel Tvachim is still love, but it never left the Rishus of the Marakana, so you never did a Hagbor. But let's say it's a Dovah Shel Hefker, even Rashi agrees. If you pick it up one Tefach, then you walk in a while. Rashi also agrees, Hagbor is one Tefach. You don't need three Tvachim for Hagbor. But if it belongs to a Marakana, never leaves the Rishus of the Marakana, calls man that it's still love to the original Mokum Hanoche where it was sitting. So you have to have Hagbor, Gimel Tvachim. So let's say, I'll write to Shtar Shichur, I'll make the Erev Tavshil. I'll take it from my right hand, put it in my left, and I'll say Zochen Lod Mishlei B'Fon. It never left the Rishus of the Marakama. How can you say that it's a Hachnosa into the Rishus of the Ebek Naini? For the Shtar Shichur, it's a Hachnosa into the Rishus of all the Balabatim. I'll be going to the Erev Tavshil, and I'm here for all the Balabatim. It doesn't work. Or the same thing that Mar said B'Feirish. But if the Odon writes a Shtar Shichur, and he gives the Shtar Shichur not to another freed person, he gives it to one of his own Avodim. The Odon has two Avodim, Knainim. So he gives the Shtar Shichur to one Evek 90 to be Zech on behalf of the other Evek 90. So Gemara says, everyone agrees that that's no good. Yad Evet Ki Yad Rabbi, it's like taking the Get Shichur with my right hand, putting it into my left hand. It never left the Rishus of the Marakama. So if I give it to the Yad Evek 90 Shali, he should be Zech HaZoch HaDan Mishal Mephonim for a different Evek 90, and never left the Rishus of the Marakama. So how can I say it entered into, there is no Yad Benosim B'Yod, there is no Yad over here. So the Shaila said, what does it help if you write a Shtar Shichur, you give it to the Evek Naini? If you had Evek, you had Rabbi, so never left the Rishus of the Marakama. If I would have given, if I write a Shtar Shichur and I give it to a different Evek of mine, he should be Zecha for this Evek, So I never left my rishus. I give it to this seven whom I want to free. Also never left my rishus. How does an eshtav shechar have it work? The Gemara says, oh, that's the din. Gita v'yada boin keichot. Sachidish. Gita v'yada boin keichot. Sachidish. So the Gemara says, there's room to dispute that point. There's room for a Tana to say, Shtav Shichra is good, but only if you'll apply Zoch on the Yadam Shleib Ifonav. Only Get Shichra Adei Acherim. Get Shichra Adei Atzma shouldn't work, because it never left the Get Shichra, if I put it the Yad Ho'eved, it never left the Rishus of the Marakamah to say. It's like putting from in your right hand to the left hand. The practice, Halacha L'maisa, we clearly do not accept that event. That's what Rashi and Tosfos work on. The Gemara says, Sholosh Machlokes B'dover, towards the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, what is it, five lines from the bottom. Sholosh Machlokes B'dover, there are three Tanoim. So the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like the Tanoim who hold that you can give the Get Shichra directly to the Eved is a Shiti Yechido. So Rashi and Tosfos said, that can't be. That's the Psak Halacha. Everybody knows Gemara is all over the place. When you give a Shita Shichra, the Yad Ho'eved is good, even Bal Korcha of the Eved. So how could it be? Obviously, you do accept the Shita. Gita the other boy in Kech. How can it be if it's only Shita Yechido? So that's what motivates Rashi and Tosfos to interpret a little differently. The Sholosh Machlokes B'dover. But it's pretty irrelevant over here. It doesn't matter who holds like that. That is the Halacha. You can give the Shita Shichra to the Eved himself. That's for sure. Because we do accept the din of Gita v'yada boin keachot. It's a problem. What's the logic? How can it be? He only has his own yad to be mekabel a shtar shichur after the shichur is chal. So when I give it to him, he doesn't have the yad yet. So it's there's a cause and effect over here. So once you have a shichur, then he has a yad. But if he doesn't have a yad, then the shichur doesn't get off the ground. So how can it be? Boin keichud, we don't understand. So that's the famous Tzoyis has a suggestion. He says, the answer is, how does it work to be other boin keichud? The answer is that by get, you don't have to be makna the get to the eved, you just have to do a maisa nesina. So maisa nesina you did. But that's problematic. The Gemara seems to say not so, that you do need a haknoa. Either Gemara says you can give a get bal korcha of the isha, bal korcha of the eved. So how can you say you can't be makna anything bal korcha? No, that's the chiddush by get isha, that if you give the get bal korcha, it is chal. And she is kind of the get. But the Tzais wanted to make such a suggestion. And Rab Chaim didn't accept it. Rab Chaim had a rife in the Rambam Beferish, that the Rambam holds that the simple reading in the Gemara is like that. The Gemara learns that, how do you know that yad and chotzer are koine and kola terkula? So Gemara in the first parak of Mitzia learns that from the two psukim, from Get Isha and from Himatzi Simatzi Biyodo Hagneva. So you see that by Get, you need a Kinyan. If all you need is a Maisa Nesina, how can you derive from there that Yad and Chotzer are good for Kinyan? That it's Achna, so the Shul says, maybe it's only good for Nesina.
So if you hold you just need a Maisa Nesina, then why do you need the
Svara Gito Biyodo Bain Keacha? He said that's what that Svara means. That if I take it from my right hand to my left hand, it's not even a nesina. If I give it to my own Eviknani, he should be zeicha. For a different Eviknani, it's no good. If I give right a shtashicha, I give it to someone else's Eviknani to be zeicha for my Eviknani, it is good. Eviknani is Jewish. If I give, let's say, right a shtashicha, I'll give it to a nochri to be zeicha for the Eviknani. So there's no din of zechia by a nochri. Since a nochri can't be a shaliach, he can't do zochon le'odim shleib afon of either. But an Eviknani is chayv and mitzvus keisha, so Eviknani can say zochon. So if I'll write a shtar shichra for my Eviknani, give it to someone else's Eviknani, you will say Zochen. But if I give it to my own Eviknani, then you don't say Zochen. Why? Because there's no Nesina. Mamish Yadu Ki Yadu. The Yadu Eved is my Yad. So we say, he softened the difficulty. He didn't answer the difficulty. Gita V'yadu Bon Keachot is not logical. It's circular reasoning, circular logic. So he softened the tine a little bit. He says, you don't need a Kinyan, all you need is a Nesina. It's still a problem. How is it even a Nesina? Still, it's still a problem. Anyway, so that for sure we paskin. You can give the shtach shir directly to the Evik 90. You can even give it bal korchai. You can even give it bal korchai. There's an avera to give a get to the isha bal korchai. Either according to the Chubas Aran, it's an avera deraisa. According to others, it's an avera derabon. Is there an avera to be mshachar Evik 90 bal korchai? I don't think so. There's an avera mshachar avdo ever besay. Okay, that is an avera. That's an avera. Okay, that's an aver. But is it an aver ben otam lachaver? I did an avla to the Eved. He'll realize that it's a wonderful thing. In another month, another year, he'll thank me, he'll praise me, he'll appreciate the fact that he got his freedom. probably not an avera to give the get bal korcha. Fine. So what's the issue by the? So there's one issue when he says zochen avishlay b'fanu. That we know. There's one issue where they say get to the other bank echad. Many tanoim, perhaps most of the tanoim, according to the simple thing, rova tanoim hold. Then you don't say boy in keichot. Give you other boy in keichot. You need daf kishtar like that herim. Wow, that's quite an eye opener. Rashi and Tosfos say we don't pass like that. We pass like all the gemaras all over the place. That when you give it to get to the yevet directly, it's good even bal korchay. There's no issue of gita. There's no issue of that it never left my rishus. So the main discussion the gemara is going to have is about the kesef ayidei atzmo. Is it possible? Is it possible to do kesef ayidei atzmo? How can the eved have cash? So we said if he has money from before he was before he sold himself as an eved knight, he has a bank account, so that that still belongs to him. That's not he doesn't lose his ownership of the money because he became an eved knight. But that's far fetched that a person sell himself as an eved knight if he has millions in the bank. So they're not going to give that answer. So they're assuming that somebody gave the money to the Eved. Some good Samaritan gave money to the Eved. But the question is, so whatever moment the Eved gets goes directly to the Yodin. So it's never possible to have Kesav Ayidei Atzmo. The Gemara has a suggestion. Maybe that's a machlokes. Maybe sometime I'm denied that rule. We accept such a rule. Enkin yilevit below rabba, kol masha kanev, kana rabba, din deraisa. The Gemara said, maybe it's a machlekes hatanoim, whether there's such a rule. Then the Gemara said, nah, probably not. That's not, it's too famous a din. Kol masha kanev, kana rabba. Mishnah is all over the place. Kol masha kanev, kana rabba. It's a Mishnah in Erevin, that if you want to make an Erevin chatseris or whatever for other people, Erevin Truman, so you have to give it to someone to be koine on behalf of all the other people. You have to give it to somebody else. You can't put it from your right hand into your left hand and be zeich. I never left my rishus. And the Mishnah says you can't do it. They have it k'nani. They have it every yes. Not every every. There is no din of kol mashir kon eved kon rabba. So if I give the erev tavshil and I give the erev chatzeres to an eved every of mine to be zeich for all the other people in the chatzer, that's fine. But if I give it to my eved k'nani, so you don't say zochen adam shalavon. I never left the rishus of the marakama that you should be able to say that it entered into rishus of the Marabasa. So everybody knows that Ein Kinyan Levi below Rabbah. It's not mistaber to say that that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. So the Gemara suggests maybe the Machlokes HaTanaim is if I give a Matana to the Eved, some good Samaritan gave cash to the Eved, Amenash Ein LaRabbach Rishuz Bay. That's Masna Mashikos HaBatar. Nu B'Dovish HaMimam and Masna Mashikos HaBatar is good. Let's say man has been Kaddish and Isha Arim Mekodesh Asli Allah Tanai that if I die believe Barim you should need Chalitza. Or Hariyat Mekudesh Asli Allah Tanai, that if we're not happily married, if it doesn't work out at the end of the year, so there should be no need for a gift. So that's no good. That's Masa Mashkos Batar, the Tanai is Batla, Maisikayim. The Kedushin is Chal, and the Tanai is Batla. But if it would be Dovishim Imaman, then Tanai Kai. Dovishim Imaman, Masa Mashkos Batar means you're creating a Chalois different from what the Chalois of the Torah is. Torah says the Eved cannot own any property, and you're giving a matana menashe and l'rabbah chushus by that the din shouldn't the din of kol mashe kana ever kana rabbah should not set in, so it should work. So why is there a machlekes hatanoim? Why is it that all that so many tanoim hold the gemara backs out from that? The gemara nobody holds like that. They back out from that. Why? What's so big? Masna mashkas b'tar b'davishem imam tanoi kach machlekes ameir rebuted. We had it the other day. Whether masna mashkas b'tar b'davishem harei mukudesh esli amenashe and l'chalai shekes tzviyana. So that was a machlekes on Meir Rabbi Yehuda, Meir Rabbi Yehuda, Alach Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The B'davishem Imamen Tenoi Kayim. Here, and you test them at base. B'davishem Imamen Tenoi Kayim. So why shouldn't it be good over here? So there's a famous Rajbo. Famous Rajbo on this Gemara. Let's say a man gives a get to his wife. Hariyat Mugureshes Mimeni Ala Tanai that it snows tomorrow. May snow. Okay. So if it snows, it gets his chav. It does not get his not chav. Fine. Does she have to agree to the tanai? She doesn't have to agree to the whole get. The get is chav al karcha. So she has no daya. We don't ask her whether she agrees to the get, whether she agrees to the tanai. It's not nice. It's a cherem. The guy should drop dead. We curse him. Cherem de rabbeinu geshem if you give a get al karcha. But strictly speaking, leaving out the propriety, impropriety, giving get bal karcha, the din is that a get bal karcha is chal, you don't need dasu isha for the kinyan of the gerishin. So you don't need dasu isha for the tanai. So let's say kiddushin. You need das habal and dasu isha. You have to have both. And the isha has to be a gdoilah, she's a ketana. You can't be mekadosh a ketana. Only aydei achia, only aydei avia. Aydei ima v'yacheha, okay, if she's a yisayma, midirabana. But you need das habal and das isha by kiddushin. So let's say you need das nehem. So the girl agrees to marry him, and he says, Hari emekodesh esli ala tanai, that it snows tomorrow. And she says, no, I want to have kiddushin without the snow. With or without the snow. So does the Baal have the right, because you need das habal for kiddushin, does the chosn have the right to make a tanai, say, Hari emekodesh, it's not masa mashkosim ha-Torah. It's not making chalos different from the chalos of the Torah. He says the kiddushin should only be chal if it snows tomorrow. But she doesn't want the tanai. She wants the kiddushin should be chal without a tanai. He says with a tanai, she says without a tanai. He says with a tanai, she says without a tanai. And then he gives her the ring. So what's the din? And he says again, with the tanai, she says again, no tanai. So what's the din? So the Rashba has a chiddush here. The Gemara never says. The Rashba has a chiddush over here. That all the parties whose das is needed for the kinyan have to agree to the tanai. So since by a get, you don't need dasu isha for the kinyan, for the gerishin, so you don't need dasu isha for the tanai. But by kiddushin, or by mekach hamemkar, you can't make a kinyan bal korcha, you can't give kiddushin bal korcha. So since you need das of both parties for the kinyan, so you need das of both parties to agree that it should be ala tanai, they have to agree to this tanai. Okay. So far, so good. So what does that have to do with this? So the Rashba says, when someone gives $500,000 to the Eved Kenani, he should buy his way out. He wants to buy his way out to freedom. So if someone gives him $500,000, this is matana to you, on the tanai that the din of the Torah shouldn't take effect, the law that kol mashakana avikana rabba should not set in. And the care should belong to you, it should not belong to the Yodon. So the Eved says, maskim, I agree, the care should belong to me, I want to use the cash to go free. So does that work or not? So the Rashba says, that's the Nekuda Samachloikas between, he suggests, maybe that's the Nekuda Samachloikas between Rab Meir and the Chachamim. How does it work called Mashakon Eved Kana Rabbo? It means that the Eved is Kaina, the Eved, the Good Samaritan is the Makna, he's given $500,000 in cash. The Eved is the Kaina, he agrees to the money, to the Tanai, to the Kenyan, the Tanai. And then the halacha sets in and says, whatever Eved acquired ownership, because man is an Eved, that goes to the Adam. So then if the Eved is the Bailam over here, the Eved is the Bailam on the Kenyan, then the Eved agreed to the Tanai, so it's a good Tanai. And it's Masa Masha Kasba Tarbadavish Mamma Tanai Kaim, so the cash belongs to the Eved. Or maybe I should say no. Kol Masha Kon Eved Kon Rab means that it goes directly to the Adam. It doesn't go via the Eved. It goes directly to the Yodon. And the Yodon never agreed to this. The Yodon never agreed to this. So the Rashba thinks, the Rashba is making a premise in his pshat. It's a mechudishdik premise that when you want to do a maisa ala tanai, let's say someone's mafresh truma ala tanai. So there's only one, you don't have to consult the truma. There's only one das is needed. The one is making the hafresh truma. So I want this to be truma on the tanai that is knows tomorrow. But doesn't know, should not be chal truma. Okay? So you don't have to have anybody else's, you don't have to consult with anybody else whether they agree. But if you're making some kind of a kinyan, beron machaveiro, a get, kiddushin, a matana or something. So get, you don't need dasu isha, so you don't need dasu isha for the tanai. But whenever you need das shnehem for a matana or for kiddushin, then you need das shnehem for the tanai. They have to both agree to the tanai. And if only one party wants the tanai, the other party never agreed to the tanai, then it's not a valid tanai. I would not have said like that. The Rashba is making an assumption here.
Another answer be that, like, Rashi also found reputed that the Dham Shemama and your Mokola, so that, according to that, Dham Shemama and Panar Gamar, because against the wish of the Adon, and the Adon isn't Mokola.
Right. That's the shayla. So the Rashba says he thinks this is the machlokes. When you say kol mashe kon ebe kon rabba, this din deraisa, does it mean that the Eved is not a Bailam at all. The Mamma goes directly to the Adon, or you say, no, it goes via the Eved. So if it goes via the Eved, so the Eved agrees to the Tanai, so then it's a valid Tanai. If it goes directly to the Adon, so the Adon is not Meichel, the Adon doesn't want it. He thinks that may be the Machlokes HaTanoim. It doesn't necessarily, Rav Soloveitchik, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a Machlokes where there happens Bezach HaZeh, that first the Eved is kain, and then a second later the Adon is kain. It doesn't mean Bizman, that first, it means theoretically. Theoretically, it doesn't mean the Eved is the Das kain over here, or no, the Adon is the Das kain. The Eved is not even the Das kain.
The Rashba's case of Kedushin, the Kedushin is not Chal, even if Tanai is Lakayim. I mean, even if it does snow, so they both want to get engaged, the Kedushin won't work.
The Kedushin will work, and the Tanai will not be valid. The Tanai is only valid if both parties agree. So if one party, the Chosin, wants Allah Tanai, and the Kala doesn't want Allah Tanai, so the Tanai is not valid, but what they both agree to is good. So they both had Das Kedushin. But since they didn't both agree to the Tanai...
But his Das Kedushin is telling them to snow, so if it doesn't snow, the Kedushin is still Chal?
Yeah, yeah, that's what the Rishonim say... The Taisus in Ksubis on Daf Nun Vav explains like that. Why are there so many rules and regulations? Mishpatei HaTanayim, you have to have Tanai Koful, you have to repeat the Hen and the Lav, and Hen Kodim Lav, and Tanai Kodim Lamaisa. What do you need all the rules and regulations? If it doesn't snow, he didn't agree to the Kiddushin. So what does it make a difference, how he worded it? So the Taisus, in effect, gives an answer that is not so. That if it doesn't snow tonight, the Kedushin is not Chal. It's not that means that there's a lack of Das Kedushin. There was Das Kedushin, but Tanai Mil Sachrita. That's the Loshan Gemara Ksubas Daf Yotesim Veis. Tanai Mil Sachrita means that it's a separate clause. It's not that there's a lack of Das if it doesn't snow. It's a separate clause that the snowing should control, should determine whether the Kedushin is Chal or not. If it doesn't snow, it's not going to be Chal, not because of a lack of Das. No, there was Das Kedushin. Because he added on another clause. There's Das on the Kinyan, then there's another Das. So if that other Das falls through, so he left with the Das on the Kedushin.
Would that change if the Tanai has something to do with the reason they're getting engaged? You know, like snow seems very arbitrary.
Right.
You say, the Kedushin's Chal, I'll Tanai that my dad comes. Or my dad says yes to this. So then, you know, because then it's a lack in Das if your dad wasn't.
So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. And when do we say that the Kiddushin is canceled because of Tois, lack of Das, and when they say, no, there is Das, but it's a Tanai. When is it Midin Tois? When is it Midin Tanai? So that's a major Machlokes HaRishon. So Tois's opinion is, it depends, Tois is in Kiddushin later. Tois, we had in Kiddushin already, Davov, no? Matana Manas L'Achzir. Lo'echzir lo'yatzan, Vav Amabes, that's where the Tois is, but it's Tois later, Dav Mem Tes, repeats it again. So Tyson says, whenever there's an umdar de muchach that everybody understands that the Kedushin is not chal, then it's midin tois. Whenever it's arbitrary, if you consult the public, people would say that's nonsense. So then it has to work midin tanai, not midin tois. That's Tyson's shita. The Ramban in Gittin has a different opinion. Ramban says, whatever is lahaba is always midin tanai. Whatever is l'shaavar is midin tois. Like, Ariat Mekodesh Isli Almanos that I'm wealthy, Almanos that I'm learned, and it turns out that he's not learned, that he's not wealthy, or whatever. That's called the Tois, that's in the present. Present in the past. But if it snows tomorrow, Allah Tanaita is going to snow. That something in the future should determine whether the Kedushin was a Tois today. So the Ramban says, nothing in the future can ever change the past. That's Midin, whatever's in the future, whenever the Tanai is in the future, then it has to be Midin Tanai. Then it's not Midin Tois. And other Rishonim say differently. Different chilukim. The Rabbit says it depends whether it's mominous or risa v'heta. And the mominous, you have the right to make any crazy tanai you want, and it works midin tois. It's my money, it's my house, it's my property, and I have the right to make any crazy tanai, and every tanai works midin tois. And you don't need mishpatei atonayim and the mominous. You only need mishpatei atonayim and risa v'heta. So the Rambam quoted such a shita from the Gaonim, and he made fun of it. The Rambam says, v'haraya, that all the mishpatei atanayim, all the rules and regulations, learned that from Tanai b'nei Gaon b'nei Reuven, that was real estate, that was mominous. So the Ravid says, not true. Mishpatei atanayim by b'nei Gaon b'nei Reuven was on Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't just plain mom. They didn't have Eretz Yisrael yet. He says it wasn't mominous. It was Issa v'heter. how we're going to make, because Chalukah's Eretz Yisrael was the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael, the Kibush v'Chiluk. So the Chalukah was Issa v'Hetta. Different opinions in the Rishonim. When is it Midin Tanai? When is it Midin Tanai? Whatever it is, Midin Tanai, then that's the key. The Loshan HaGemara in Ksubas Daf Yatesim and Beis, Tanai, Milsach Ritahi. What that line in the Gemara means is that it doesn't mean that if it doesn't snow, there never was Das Kiddushin. No, there was Das Kiddushin, and it's not that the Kiddushin falls through because of a lack of Das. That's Tois. No, it's not Midin Tanai. Midin Tanai. It's a separate clause. There's Das Kiddushin, then there's Dasan and Milsach Rita, a separate clause that regulates the Chalosa Kiddushin.
According to the Rashba, if someone wanted to give an avid money based on Zachin, and he made a Tanai that his Rav wouldn't have any Rishusbo, then he no longer requires anyone else's Das but his own. So Lachora, then everybody should agree that the Tanai is Chal.
Again, someone else gave a gift to the Eved Aidei Zachin.
And he made a Tanai. He's Zachin al Tanai that the other doesn't have any Rishus in the money.
Okay.
So he no longer requires anyone else's the Das for the Tanai to be Chal. So Lachora, the Tanai should be Chal with Ibrei Akol.
Why is saying machlekes? No.
But the Rashba says that in order for the Tanai to be Chal, all parties involved must agree to the Tanai.
Yeah.
But over here, if it's Midin Zachin, you only require the Das of the Mezaka, not the Kone. So as long as you have his Das, then it should be Chal.
You need the Das of the Zoche, so we assume the party who's doing it on his behalf gives the Das, means that he agreed. The one who's doing the Slochen agreed. Gotta digest that. Could be. Okay, gotta think about that. So again, so this is a Mechudish Dik interpretation that the Rashba suggests. That's what he says. Yeah. He says the Eved is not the Bailam over here. The Odon of the Eved is the Bailam.
Right.
And the Od doesn't agree that his Eved should acquire $500,000, that he should be able to buy his way out to freedom. Unless the Odon does agree. If the Odon does agree, fine. But if the Odon does not agree, then the Rashba says that's the, he suggests maybe that's the Machlekes Rameh and the Rabbanim. Yeah. And then the Gemara is not so convinced that that's the Pshat. Either. Mora says, no, maybe everybody agrees Amar Hashem the Rabbah Hushus by is not going to help by the Evik 90. Where's all of this? Here, take a look on the middle of Ahmed Beis. Vachi HaKesef Mishal Acherim. On Chav Gimel Ahmed Beis, Mora quotes a caption from the Mishnah, has to be Kesef Mishal Acherim. The Evik can't have his own Kesef. So, name, or should I say, B'hol Kamifligi? Should I say that this is the Machlekes? There are Meir Sabah Enkin Yileba Rabbah Enkin Yilisha. Is that the machlekes? Whether the Eved can acquire property or not? So Gemara says, no, I'm a rabbi. No, I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbi. Sheshes. Kuli amen ken yileh b'la rabbi. Everybody agrees to that din. That's a din derais. En ken yileh b'la, that's only a din derabbanu. But maybe, b'hocham asking it, what's a special case? The akne le acher money, he's makne $500,000, v'amle amen ashen le rabbi chrushuz b'y. Why? Because it doesn't help the Eved agrees to the Tanai. The Eved is thrilled about the Tanai. He's going to have $500,000 to buy his way out to freedom, but the Eved is not the Balabas over here. The Yodan is the Balabas. No, the Eved is the Balim. The Eved is the Balim. Then the Halacha says, it goes to the Yodan, but the Eved is the Balim. That's how the Rashba suggests. Interesting, Pshat. That's the Nekudas Machlekes. Perhaps that's the Nekudas Machlekes. He's making an assumption to enable him to say the Pshat that when you have a Maisa Ala Tanai, you need the Haskama of both parties whose Das is needed. They both have to agree to the Tanai. That's an assumption. And that's the premise that he's working with. So that's Rabbi Amar Rav Sheshes. And Rav Loza disagrees. Rav Loza is an Amar. Rav Loza Amar, Rav Loza lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Amar Rav Sheshes was later. Rav Loza was earlier. Okay, the Gemara presents it as if they're discussing it with each other. Rav Loza Amar, Rav Loza disagrees. Everyone would agree that it goes directly to the Yodon, using the Rashba's way of explaining that the Eved is not a balabas over here at all. So he has no right to agree to this tonight. and the Adam would not be happy with it tonight. So every woman agree, call Mashkan and Rama. They give $500,000 to the Eved, and they say, I'm giving it to you for the sole purpose, only for one purpose. You have no right to use it to buy shoes or to buy clothing or to buy gemaras. You only have a right to use it. So that's the machlek. When I give it to the Eved, it's kaina. Kani Eved, the Kani Rabbe. When he says Amnas, this should only be used for, he has no right to make any tonight at all. As we said before, Lav Klom Kamele. Rav Klom Kamele. Any tonight he makes is not valid.
The one who's giving the money.
The one who's giving, the good Samaritan is giving the money to the Eved, makes a tonight. It shouldn't even belong to you for any other intents and purposes. It's solely for the purpose. Amnas should taste about the chavis. You have no right to use it for any other purpose. So what are you going to say? The Yodin is kinder. The Yodin can't be kinder. The Yodin can't be kinder because he said it should only there's such a thing as a kinya lachatzoin, such a thing as dekalaperis. We discussed it. The Gemara has in Perik is El Neshech. The Gemara has machlekes or a man of chacham could you be maknan dovish labaliyom. So I cannot sell you the peris that'll grow in my field. It's not tavshin ein ches. We're not holding by that yet. They didn't grow yet. It's a dovish labali elam. But if I have the field, I have the trees are growing already, so I can be makna you the trees, I can be makna deka lipe roisov of shnas tov shenayin ches. Even though the kinyan is with respect to a dovish labali elam, but since the kinyan is chal on the trees are dovish labali elam, even though the, with respect to is a dovish labali elam, so that the Gemara says all the Tanoim agree. You can be makna dovish aboli olam, namely the dekel, with respect to dekel peiros, so with respect to the peiros that will grow, and tavshinayin ches. Over here also, a makna the money to the Eved, not that he has a right to use it for whatever he wants. It's only a kinya lachatzon. Eved only has the right to use the money with respect to gaining his own freedom. So it's not shaykh that the Yodon should acquire ownership. I'm only giving it to the Eved for this one purpose. Only with respect to that he should have the right to go free. So you can't say call Mashikana and Kana Rabba in such a case. It's self-defeating.
We pass like that. Do we use that?
We pass and it is good, yeah. I'm not sure it takes about the that it is good, yeah.
And so you can't make a deal with the Auden. Let's say you got him $1 million. So he's going to be able to say, I'll buy myself up for $500,000. I'll keep $500,000 for myself.
He can't do that. So the good Samaritan gave, he gets back the 500,000.
And yeah. He goes out.
He goes out free? Okay.
But if he keeps it?
It's Gezel. He never gave it to him. If he keeps the whole thing.
No. Does he go out, he keeps half of it.
Yeah, and the other half he gives to the Adam to go free.
The Adam doesn't know about the deal, right?
Yeah.
Who says the Adam knows about this deal?
Okay.
No.
Okay. It doesn't have to know.
So does he, the Paris goes into effect even though he steals the other half of the money?
Yeah. If the Eved gives the cash to the, if he gives some of the cash to the Adam, so that cash.
So why can't I do it by the? Can't we do it by the by the Arab Tashilin? He gives his Eved Kanani on the condition that. I'm giving you this completely on the condition that you make an error for all the people. The other minister, he said he can't do that. He can't give it to the Eved Kanani.
I can't give him the box of matzahs with the hard-boiled egg.
Why?
I can't.
I can give him on the condition that this is yours for the purpose only of making. Why? A third party can give it to him. Why should it be different there?
Because it's like giving my right hand to my left hand.
But I made a condition tonight that I'm giving you this only for the purpose of Erev Tashilin.
So it doesn't. No. It's still no good. It's like I take from my right hand to my left hand.
So a third party can
never
do it,
left.
No?
Can a third party so give like, their Erev Tavshilin? He's not the owner. The rabbi makes an Erev Tavshilin, then he gives it to someone else's Eved Kanani. He doesn't give it to his own Eved Kanani, he gives it to someone else's Eved Kanani.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's perfect. Yeah. The Gemara said Eved Kanani can do Zochen. If you give to a Nochri, Nochri can't be a Shlech, so whoever can't be a Shlech can't do Zochen. But if you get to an Evik Knaini, if I give it to someone else's Evik Knaini, the Bezerch HaShtar Shechur for my Evik Knaini, that is good. I can't give it to my one Evik Knaini, it should be Bezerch HaShtar Shechur for the other Evik Knaini. Because it's like putting from the right hand to the left hand. Never left my Rishus.
So, so.
If I give
that doesn't apply by an Evik Knaini, because you can, the other is not going to give him his own money to buy himself out. In other words, it's different.
The Odin is giving his own money to his own Eved. From a right hand to the left hand. Yeah, never left his Rishus. You can't say Zochen over there. But if I give it to someone else, Eved Knaini, it would be good. Yeah. If I give it to another Mishnah, it means I make an Erev Tavshilin, Erev Chatzeres. I want other people to be Shutvim. So I can't give it to my Eved Knaini to be kind of Shutvim with the others. If I give it to someone else, Eved Knaini, it would be good.
The problem is not turned to that. Because Mashi Pana Eved Pana Rabba, so the Erev Tavshilin never comes to the odd.
What means someone else? What's the case?
Well, somebody makes Erev Tavshilin, the rabbi, and he gives it to my Eved Kanani. So really,
he doesn't give it to his own Eved Kanani.
No, he gives it to
that's so, perfect.
But Mashi Pana Eved Pana Rabba.
Okay, it doesn't matter. So it's Kana Rabba, but Kana Rabba.
Because of this condition.
Yeah, to be Zeche for the
same
thing. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. So this Rabbi Loza disagrees with Rabbi Amar Rav Sheish. Rabbi Amar Rav Sheish says the machlekes is Amar Rav Sheish LeRabbi Chushuz Boy. Fine. And Rabbi Loza says no. If that would be the case, Kol Kei Gavnu Kol Amlo Pli, that it's no good. Kana Ebe Kana Rabba, it's no good. According to the Rajboa's understanding, it means that the Kenyan goes directly to the Odon, and the Eved is not a Bailam on the Kenyan. So the Eved has no right to agree to the Tanai. And a Tanai that was only agreed upon by one of the parties whose das is needed is not a valid Tanai. But when is there Machlekes HaTanaim? The case is, if he says, someone has come good Samaritan gives $500,000 to the Eved, and he said, this is a Matana solely for the purpose of Nasha Tesebo Lecheris. For all other purposes, you have no right to be kind. So the Odin can't be kind of that. Even the Eved is not kind of to buy shoes or to buy clothing or to buy svarim or to do something else to travel. The only thing he has it for is with respect on Manasha Tetzibo Lecheres. So then you can't say it goes to the Odin. You're going to go to the Odin, so it's not Shaykh. So he has to give it back to the Noisen HaMatonim. So that's a Machlaikas HaTanoim. So that's a Machlaikas HaTanoim. So one Tana says also. One Tana says also that Tanai doesn't get off the ground. Tanai doesn't get off the ground. And the other Tana disagrees and he says, no, it is good. So the Shad is, if you hold that it's good because the money belongs to the Eved Kanaini. That the Eved Kanaini is kind of the money. He can't say kind of Rabbo because the Rabbo won't be, you're acquiring money that you can't use. So it's meaningless. So does it mean that the Eved is kind of? The Eved is kind of the money, because he can't say Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabba, because it's solely for the purpose of going free. But he's saying, no, the Kenyan to the Eved Kanaani never got off the ground. It still belongs to the Good Samaritan. He say, this is my $500,000. I'm giving the money to you. Amanos Shein LeRabba Rishuzbo, Amanos Shetes Bo Lecheres, means that the money still belongs to me. It doesn't belong to the Eved. So that's a discussion in the Mefarshim and Shulchan Aruch. And Hilchas Nedarim, they have this discussion. A man's daughter is married, and he wants to give money to his daughter. So he gives her $1,000. So the husband says, "Call Masha, Konsi, she's going to buy la." He takes the money and he buys svarim. He buys another suit. And the father-in-law wants his daughter to have. So he gives another $1,000. The husband takes that and he buys something else for himself. The husband keeps on taking. Call Masha, Konsi, she's going to buy. The husband keeps on taking it away. So the father of the girl finally gives money. He says, "Here's $10,000 to my daughter. Amanas, it's solely for the purpose of buying shoes and buying dresses for my daughter, no other purpose." So we in Hilchas Nedarim they talk about this. Why is it in Hilchas Nedarim? Because a discussion there. Who took a neder? The son-in-law took a neder. Not going to get an offer from the father. Right? I forgot who took a neder against whom. So there, the Mefarshim have the Taz with the preacher, with the Shach. They have a whole discussion over there. What's the pshat, if you hold that this work, what's the pshat? That the Eved is kaina because the Odon can't acquire ownership. They acquire ownership on something that you can't use at all. So it doesn't make any sense. There is no such ownership. So there's no competition between the Yodin and the Eved over here. If it's the toss-up, whether the Eved gets it or the Yodin gets it, he says, "Kol mashi kon Eved kon aram." It's no toss-up over here. The Yodin can't get it because he can't use it. The Good Samaritan only gave it solely for the purpose of buying shoes, or only for the purpose of going free, only for the purpose of buying dresses for my daughter. So, so do you say that it belongs to the wife, and the husband has no right to use it? It belongs to the Eved, and the Odin has the right to use it at all? Or do you say, no, it still belongs to the Good Samaritan? And the wife is getting Hanoah from her father. She's not getting Hanoah from her money.
But the
Raisa,
she is entitled to the money.
But the Raisa, there's no such thing as Kon Mashi Kon. The whole thing is only...
advantage already yet. It's altogether different than the Raisa.
Okay, it's Kol Mashi Kon Evikon Rabba is a discussion on the level of the Raisa. Kol Mashi Kon Sikon Abayla is a discussion on the level of the Rabbanan. And therefore there's room to split. There's room to distinguish. You can say the Din Deraisa is more severe. The Gemara keeps on putting it together, even though we're talking in our Mishnah and Daf Chav Beis, we're talking about an Eved. We're not talking about a married woman. But the Gemara puts it together. Should I say, Leiman B'Hakam Afliyi, that we started the Gemara? Keep on putting one with the other and thinking that it's all the same. And that's the big taisus on the bottom of Amud Beis going over to Amud Aleph. Maybe it's not the same. Maybe one is more Chomer than the other because one is the Raisa, one is the Rabban. So there's a big room to distinguish. But there in Hilchos Nedarim, that's where you have this Machlekes. According to the opinion that it does help, such a Tanai does help. Amras Shetesi Bolacheris. I give it to you solely for this purpose. You can't even you can't use it for any other purpose. So then you say it is good. So it's good because it still belongs to the Good Samaritan. It's my money, and I say I give you permission to use my money to go free. Or does it mean no? In this case, the Yodon is not in the running. You can't say Kol Mashi Kavikan Rabba. He never gave it. That's he explicitly said I don't want it to go to the Yodon. It's not going to go to the Yodon. So do you say, since the Odin, it's not a toss-up between the Odin and the Eved, it can't belong to the Odin, so therefore the Eved is kind? No, it still belongs to the Good Samaritan. He never gave it up. So that's a shaila, what the Gemara meant. Okay, so that's what the Gemara is going to discuss over here. Yeah, let's see. We're on the top of Chav Gimel. I left my glasses downstairs. Okay. We'll read it without the glasses. Let's see. So the Gemara is commenting on the eighth line from the top. The Eved can only go free. What's the case? If you're talking about a case, we didn't consult the Eved. And we're not even consulting the Eved. Can't be like the Atzman because the Eved has no money. But Kesavai Dechem is good even if you don't consult him. So the Gemara said, how can that be? You're not consulting him and it's still good based on Zochin. Michdish mein leile remba deyam achoyfu levit sheetzim tachas rabbi. Lecheris, that's the mission in the end of the first parak in Gittin. Utanina, we have a brisa. Zoch v'am shalofan achov v'am medel b'fonov. How can you quote in the name of Rab Meir? Then you can have Kesavai Dechem, even shaloi midaitai, but it's a choyf. Shouldn't be able to work shalom midaita. Elipshita must be midaita. Hokamashmalon, oya derchema de atzmaloi, because ain't kenya leva barabba, it cannot be. It's not possible that the Eved should own property. Fine. So that's what it means. Ayideacherim means if you do consult. So if the Eved approves of it, means midaita of the Eved. Gemara says, Yehachi ema seifa, bishtar ayide atzmai. So what does it mean? Only Aydei Atzma and Aydei Acherim loy. It can't be Meshach the Eved Aydei Acherim, even if the Eved consents. If the Eved approves, Aydei Acherim am I loy. Why? You can't have someone else. You can't have the Eved can't appoint a shliach that someone else should be mekabel the Shtashicher for him. Aydei Acherim is certainly good if he agrees. Af Aydei Atzma, Sing Mar said it's not true. Well, Otani Hachi, we have a Beferish Ebraisa that spells out what Rab Meir meant. Bishtar Adi Asma, Lo Yadachem Dev Rab Meir. It says, Bishtar doesn't work all your day. Bishtar does not work all your day, Acherim. Not that it even works all your day, Atzma. We're talking, we didn't consult him. And that's why Shtar Adiachem is no good, because but Kesav Adiachem is good, even though we don't consult the Eved, even though it's not as chus, even though our Mei holds it not as chus. So Abai and Rava both say the same thing, each one has a different wording. Shani Kesav Ho, the Kone Lei Bal Korche, Makne Lei Bal Korche. Just like I can buy an Eved Kenani, Reuven has an Eved Kenani, so Shimon can buy from Reuven Bal Korche of the Eved. We don't consult the Eved whether he agrees to go to the new Adon. So just like call the Konalei Bal Korcha, just like I can purchase the Eviknaini Bal Korcha against his wishes from his Odon, so too, Maknalei Bal Korcha, the Odon has the ability to be Meshacha the Eviknaini, Agde Kesev, against his wishes. This has nothing to do with the Rashba, the Schuz Gama, Agde Zochan, has nothing to do with Zochan. It's a different word.
How are these two things comparable? The first time when you, it's a Bal Korcha of the Eved, the other person. And the other person in this transaction has das, so there's two parties giving over an object which is an eved, and they both have das to it. There's nothing's about korcho between the two parties. But when you're being mashacher the eved, there is about korcho because if it's a hope for him, he's the other party.
It's the other party,
so they're not, don't seem to be comparable.
Right.
And
that's
even more so, we know that when you first get an eved, I can't just go up to the street and give a random non-Jew money and say you're my Eved now. He has to have das.
He has to agree.
Right, so wouldn't that be the same thing when you need to have both parties having das?
That's the Pella. What Abai v'Rabbi do over here? They interpret the Mishnah that even though Ramei holds that Zoch, that the Shichar Eved Kenani is not as chus, that Shichar Dei Shtar. You can't do Shichar Dei Shtar unless the Eved Kenani is in agreement. But Shichrei de Kesev, he can even do against his wishes. Why? So Abai v'Rabbi, each one gives a different wording. So Abai says, Shani Kesev, Havakon Le Bal Korche, Makne Le Bal Korche, just like in selling Evik 90 to a different Odon, Bal Korche of the Eved, so he can be Meshacha the Eved, Bal Korche, Ayde Kesev, Ayde Shtar not. Yachi Shtar Nami, why can't you be Meshacha him Ayde? Just like he can sell Evik 90 Ayde Shtar to someone else, should be able to be Meshacha him. Bal Korcha Mar says, no, Hashtar L'chud, Hashtar L'chud. This is a Shtar Mechira. It says what it is. And this is a Shtar Shichur. Fegmar Hachanami. Same thing over here. Hakaspel, Hakaspel L'chud. Here, this money is given to sell, Reuven selling his Eved Kenani to Shimon. But over here, the money is given to be Meshachar Eved Kenani. So it's two different things. Mar says, no. Kaspel L'chud. What did Mar say? Hakaspel L'chud. Mar says, Tivim Yachadu. Basically, but the cash is the same. The Shtar has a different text. This is a Shtar Shichar Eved Kenani has to be written in Shema. It's a whole different story. It's a different ballgame. The other one is a Shtar Mechira. Two different stories. So Shtar Shichar Eved Kenani, Shtar Shichar Eved Kenani cannot do Bal Korcha. You don't say Zochen, and you can't do Bal Korcha. But Shichar Eved Kenani, Bal Korcha, that you can do Ayde Kesef. Shichar Ayde Kesef you can do. So Abai's wording is because Hol Maknale Bal Korchai, since he can sell him to someone else. Hol Kanale Bal Korchai, Maknale Bal Korchai, be Meshachar also. Rabbi says the same thing, but with a different Lashon. Rabbi Makabalas Rabbi Garmalai. If the Eviknani is here, he can give the Shtar Bal Korchai, but if the Eviknani is not here, then you're going to base it on Zochen Liodim Shlevi Fonov to a third body, a good Samaritan, to be kind of the Kabbalah on behalf of the Abbasar. Rav Meir holds that that's a Choyvu. He's not so convinced that the Schus outweighs the Choyvu. So he says you can't apply Zochen Liodim Shlevi Fonov. But by Kesef, you don't have to consult the Eved. It's even good if the Eved doesn't understand what's going on. So Abai v'Rabbi say the same thing, but each one words it differently. Rabbi says, Kesel Kabbalah Rabbi Garmala, Shtar Kabbalah Acherim Garmala, Kabbalah Rabbi Garmala. And Abai says the same thing, but a different lashon. His lashon is that Ho'al B'Konale Bal Korcha, Matnale Bal Korcha. Achidish. They both say the same thing with a slightly different emphasis over here. Very big Chidish. Then the Gemara goes vayta. What does the Gemara say? Vayta v'chama kesav ha'idei atzma. How do you translate kesav ha'idei atzma and ha'idei acherim? Loi. Why? Amai. Why is it kesav no good ha'idei acherim? Nabi d'shalami daitai. Maybe we didn't consult the Eved. So what? Nichdish man aluhu l'rabbanan. The ones who disagree with Rav Meir are the ones who hold shamin aluhu l'rabbanan. Those who disagree with him at the end of the first parak in Gittin. Dami shchusu l'Eved. So why shouldn't be good? Why shouldn't be good? Because of Ayde Acherim. What's wrong? Acherim is certainly good. Kamash Malon, what's the Chiddush that you can even do Kesef Ayde Atzma? Yesh Ken Yalev, blah, rabbi, that such a thing exists, that it's possible that the Yevit should be Meshach Mesof Ayde Atzma, but Ayde Acherim is normal, that's the regular din of Zachan Ran Meshlai B'Fanav. Mar says, "Ihochi em sefer b'shtar al yedei acherim." What does it mean? V'loi al yedei atzmo. Why should it be no good al yedei atzmo? I've a kaimalam, but that is the din. Get to the other bank echad. You can't give the shtar shirchah directly to the evet. V'chitem em al yedei acherim means af al yedei acherim. Ok mashmalon zchus al evet zoch nam shlo v'fanav. Mar says, "So why don't the chachamim put the two together? The kesef b'shtar bein al yedei atzmo bein al yedei acherim." Why do you put them separately? Yeah. The Gemara says it must be that the Chachamim and the Mishnah hold that Shtar Ayde Atzma is no good. Shtar Ayde Achem Loi Ayde Atzma. Ayde Atzma is no good because they disagree. They don't hold from the din of Gita V'yad the Boin Kiyachot. Sure. What you say, then what?
Because they're being extra
protective of the din. They don't believe that you should apply star via the bar. Yeah, yeah. It's a very big chiddush. We don't understand how it works. Usually when you have a cause and an effect, so the cause has to precede the effect. It's a chiddush to say the star via the atzma is good because gita via the bar. We don't understand how it works. Yeah. The Tzoyis didn't really answer it, just he softened the kasha. He said that you don't need a kinyan, all you need is a mice and a sinner. Shouldn't be considered a mice and a sinner either until he's yotzei lecheres. It's still a chiddush. Still a chiddush. But then you have boin keachot, means it's an exception to the rule. The rule is the cause always has to precede the effect. It can't be boin keachot. So this is an exception to that rule of causality. So shver it did. Okay. The Torah has a chiddush. Yotzei min haklal. Okay. So the Gemara says, it goes like there is a Tana who holds like that, that Shtar Ayde Atzma is not going to work. Yeah, the issue is we understand. Can you have Shtar Ayde Atzma is the question where they say Gita V'Ada Ban Kiyachot. Can you have anything Ayde Acherim Shaloi Midaito is the question where they say Zochan Adam Shaloi B'Fonov. And then can you have Kesef Ayde Atzma? That's the Shaila. Whether Yesh Kin Yalev below Rabbi, or if you hold Enkin Yalev Rabba, whether Amanashe and Larabba Chushuz by helps, or so on, Amanashe Tetzibo Lecheris, he pinpoints it, earmarks it specifically for that one purpose. So those are the Sholosh Machlekes Bedova. Amar Rabba, my time in Rav Shimon Allah, said, why should he hold like that? Why should he say that he can't be Meshach the Eved by giving him the Shtar Shicha directly after Dafke give it Ayidei Zochin to Acherim? So he says, Gomala Lola Meisha, he learned the Gzerah Shavah, just like by Isha. On the level of the Raisa, there is no din of Kamashi Kansi Isha Kanabaila. So there's no problem. The Gemara in the end of Gittin raises the question, how is it, once the Chacham made a din de Rabbanish, Kamashi Kansi Isha Kanabaila, so how can the husband give a get directly to his wife? It's Kamashi, it's like putting from his right hand to his left hand. After the Chacham made a din de Rabbanon, they have a Kasha. But by the Evid, it's a question on the level of the Raisa. By Yisha, there's no question on the level of Raisa. There's no din of Kamasha Kansa Yisha. The Gemara says, my time Rabbi Shimon Allah, so why does he hold that by Yevet? He cannot give the get Shicha directly to the Yevet, because Gamalola Meisha learns the Gezerah Shava. My Yisha, she had to get Rishu Shein Shaloh. He gives the get to the Yisha. It's not his Rishu on the level of the Raisa. On the level of Rabbanan, it's an issue. On the level of the Raisa, there's no issue. And you didn't do it. If you give the get shirch directly to the Eved, never left his rishul. Right? So those were the issues involved. Do you say zochin by get shirch? That's machlek zamein chachamim the end of the first parak in Gittin, repeat it again here. Can, is there such a thing? Does it exist? Kesav Aydei Atzmai? And can he have Shtar Aydei Atzmai? Maybe you shouldn't say Gita V'yada Bankech. Those are the three issues. Shai. What does Gemara have a Shaila now? Boy Rabbo, we have a din, Milsa Dio Lamotzi Avishalich Lamotzi Mashvi. That's a Gemara in Nozir. Where did they tell you where the Gemara is in Nozir? In the first paragraph in Nozir, on Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara has a rule, Milsa Dio Lamotzi Avishalich Lamotzi Mashvi. What's the case in the Gemara in Nozir? Let's say I'm dating a girl who's not Jewish, and she's in the process of converting. And I'm afraid she's going to, and I have to go to Eretz Yisrael now for 2 months, and she's going to convert in the middle, and I'm afraid, someone else is going to propose to the girl and marry her. So I want to be Mekadosh her. But I can't give a ring now, say, Ari Mekadosh HaTzilalachash HaTiz Gairi, that's considered Dovah Shalabal Yod. That's a Machlech HaTanaim later. Ramei HaNachachamim. If you Mekadosh HaNochris, and you say, Ari Mekadosh HaTzilalachash HaTiz Gairi, so Ramei holds that it's good. And we don't pass like Ramei.
We don't say Dekel
of Paris, correct. Because there's nothing here that it can be Chal now. But the Dekel, if I want, I can sell the Dekel to you. And everything will be yours. I sell a Dekel with respect to the Dovish Labodion. But by the marriage, the girl, all you have is the man.
Not being there.
She's considered as not being there. For Kiddushin purposes, she's considered as not there. And Nachris is considered as if it's not there for Kiddushin purposes. Yeah. So the Shaila is, I'll appoint the Shliach, and I tell the Shliach, look, this girl is going to convert. I'm not going to be here. I want to marry her. Here's a ring. And the day that she converts, give her the ring, say, Hari Mekadesh is to me. So Gemara says, you can't do that. Just like you yourself cannot be Mekadesh now. Kiddushin Lach Alamed, because it's a Dovah Shel Bali Yolam, we don't accept her. How do you know you don't accept her? A mayor? Because the Gemara in Yevamos makes a whole list of all of the Tanoim, who that's called the Shita. Usually Abai is the one who makes the Shita. Says this Tana A, B, C, D, all of these 6, 7 Tanaim, they all agree that Dovah Shel Bali Yolam is valid. So whenever they collect the Shitas, it means that that's the minority opinion. Ein halacha kishita. That's a tradition for the Goyim. Whenever they list off all the Tanaim who agree to a certain point, you're going to say Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Soloveitchik, and Rabbi Hutner, Rabbi Gifter, all the 4 prominent Rosh Yeshiva, they all say you have to wear tefillin on Monday. Of course you have to wear tefillin on Monday. What's the Chiddush? So, if he's saying these people, means that the consensus is that you don't have wet fill on Monday, and these people say you do have to. So, whenever you're listing off all the people who say something, you're saying a chiddush, that they're against the trend, against the roiv. So, that's the klal, ein halacha kishita. So, the Gemara gives a whole list of all the tanaim, all the dovish lo bali olam is valid. He said, we don't pass like Rav Meir, we don't pass like all of those tanaim. So, the shaila here is, so if I myself, I want to marry the girl who's becoming, she's in the process of converting, and I want to be Mekadosh her. So if I would give her the ring now, I say, Haret Mekadosh Esli, Lachashet Izgairi, it wouldn't be valid, it's Dovash Labali Olam. So I don't have the bailus, I don't have the ability to appoint a Shliach today, that the Shliach should be Mekadosh the girl, Lachashet Izgairi. Mil Sadiyo Lamatzi Ovi, Shaliach Lamatzi Mashu. So the Mar Hadashayla, would you say the same over here, point to Shimon Ben Aloza? Shimon Aloza holds, the Eved Kenani cannot receive the get in person because he doesn't believe in the din of Gita V'Ada Bain Ke'echot. He can appreciate that. It's against the rules of causation. So the Shaila is, can the Eved Kenani appoint a Shliach to be Mekabel a get for him? It's a Milsa De'iu La'motzi Ovid, maybe Shaliach La'motzi Mashi, but it's not the same. Milsa De'iu, the Gemara said, not the same. Milsa De'iu La'motzi Ovid, they were filling in Oisius in the Sefer Torah now. So some chacham from Brooklyn wrote a whole tshuva that if a woman is puzzled for writing an ois in a sefer Torah, the Gemara Gittin learns that from a pasuk. Shartem leos al yadecha, uchsavtem al mezuzas beisecha b'sharecha. The Gemara says nechumish dvar midarshin smuchim. One pasuk next to the other, and the other chumashim only darshin hekish. If the two dinim are in the same pasuk, one next to the other. But if you have two psukim one next to the other, you don't darshin smuchim machleg satanaim. The Gemara says the maskana we don't dash and smuchim except the chumish dvarim. The Gemara has 2 different reasons why Mishnah Torah is different. So there are many, many, many famous drushes. So one of the many famous drushes is k'shatim lo sal yadecha k'saftim al mezuzah beisecha b'sharecha. Only men, Jewish men, bar mitzvah who are obligated to wear tefillin, they can write k'saftim al mezuzah beisecha. They can write a mezuzah. A woman who's not chayiv in tefillin, even though she's chayiv in mezuzah, cannot write her own mezuzah. She has to get a man to write the mezuzah. If she have a man wrote a mezuzah, then the woman has to put the mezuzah on her doorpost. So the some chacham from Brooklyn wrote what he thought was a shtikl Torah, that if a woman appoints the sefer as a shlich to write a sefer Torah for her, then the sefer Torah will be posel. Why? Because women are posel for ksiva sefer Torah. So therefore, milsa di'ula matzi avi shaliach lamatzi mashvi. So the shlichus is not valid. The shlichus is not valid, and the sefer Torah is posel. Why should the sefer Torah be posel? Why should the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah is only incumbent upon men. Women are not mechuyev in ksiva sefer Torah. So the Minchas Chinuch says, why women not mechuyev? Because if a woman's going to write a sefer Torah, it'll be posel. So let the woman appoint the man. Women are mechuyev in mezuzah, but the woman can't write her own mezuzah. She has to get a man to write the mezuzah. So why can't you say, women are mechuyev in ksiva sefer Torah, but she can't write her own sefer Torah. She has to commission a man to write the sefer Torah. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, no, milsa deyu lamatzi ovid shaliach lamatzi mash. If she herself would write the Sefer Torah, it would be possible, so she doesn't have the ability to appoint a shlich to write the Sefer Torah for her. So the Pashtus is not like that Menchas Chinuch. Like Rabbi Soloveitchik, he used to love the Menchas Chinuch. He loved the Menchas Chinuch. Then once in a while, the Menchas Chinuch would say something that he didn't like, so he said, so fort gevena Galatiana. The Litvaks don't like the Derech Alimut from the Galatiana. So he would, but the Menchas Chinuch was fantastic. Whenever he didn't like it, he said, fort gevena Galatiana, it's no good. So over here, this is highly questionable. What do you mean? Milsa the Shagas Aryeh asks on the Rambam, why does the Rambam say that women are not chayvin ksiva sefer Torah? He said, the Shagas Aryeh says, Shagas Aryeh was before the Menchas Chinuch. Shagas Aryeh was in the 1700s, contemporary to Vilna Gaon. So the Shagas Aryeh says, of course, a woman who shall write a sefer Torah will be possible. Maybe she's b'chayv to commission a man to write a sefer Torah. He doesn't see why women should be potter. He doesn't think the Rambam is right. He thinks the women are also mechuyev like the mechuyev and mezuzah, and have to commission a man to write the sefer Torah. So the Menchas Chinuch comes to save the Rambam. So he says, no, based on this rule, kol milsa di lo matzi avi shalich lo matzi mashu. So the Pashtus is that the Menchas Chinuch is not right. Pashtus is the Shagas Aryeh is right. Milsa di lo matzi avi shalich lo matzi mashu means if you're not a bailim, and a dovah shal baliyom, the girl is an ochris. So if you'll give her a ring, say, Hariyah Mekudeshes li lachashet his gairi, it won't be chal. It's a dovish lo baliyom, you're not a bailim. So just like you're not a bailim to make the kedushin yourself, lachalamed, so you're not a bailim to appoint a shliach that he should be mekadesh the isha lekeshet his gairi. You're not a bailim to appoint such a shliach. But over here, let's say to write a sefer Torah, the woman is a bailim. It'll be puzzle, it's a different thing. It'll be a psul. But she's a bailim. So you don't apply milsa diula matzi avi shalech l'matzi mash. Can't appoint a shlech. Why not? So appoint a shlech. Shlech will be good. What are you going to say? The sefer Torah will be possible, because since if a woman shlucha shalarim kim also, so just like if a woman writes a sefer Torah, it's no good. So if the woman commissions a man to write a sefer Torah, it'll be possible. So shlucha shalarim kim also. Come on. If a guy wants to be in the kosher food business, he knows he make a lot of money, so he's going to own a slaughterhouse. And he's going to hire shochtim to shech behemoth. So if a guy shechts a behemoth, it's a nevela. So if a guy tells a shech that I'm going to pay you money, I want you to shech the behemoth, he's going to say it's going to be a nevela. Good morning. Why should it be a nevela? A Jew shechts a behemoth, not a nevela. Because a guy paid the money and he asked him, you shech the behemoth for my purposes. Yeah, mashgichim, everything is watched, everything is done on hashgach. There is no such thing. The Rama has such a wild achidish in the Rama. There's one Tana who's of the opinion that stamach sheva sakam lavoy dezorah. That any nochri who's an Avid Abedizar probably has in the back of his mind that this is L'shem Abedizar. We don't pass like that. So that Tana is a Mishnah Chulin, the end of the second paragraph. So that Tana is of the opinion, whenever a nochri shech, whenever a nochri Avid Abedizar shech to behemah, it's asad b'hanok, because we assume it's tikrubis. Stamach shevasakim l'Abedizar. Then there's one opinion in the Gemara that just like by hakrovas hakarbonis, if you shech the korban planning to eat the korban next week, so it makes it pigul. That's called mechashem me'avoid la'avoida. I'm doing the shechita now, planning to do the zrikas hadam next week, or planning to do the achila next week. So that'll make it pigul. So there's one opinion, if you shech the beima now, and you intend to be zorek the dam la'avoid zara, so the shechita is also asa b'achila. So, and there's one tana holds ba'alim afaglim. if you put all the Rambam puts all this together. If I bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash and I don't know how to shecht it, and I ask to have people shecht them, I say to the shechet, please shecht the beim. And I have in mind, I'm going to eat the flesh next week. But the one who's doing the shechita doesn't have that in mind. So there's one opinion that we don't pass on, like Baal HaMefagim. Whoever's the Baal HaKarbon, his kavan accounts, he has in mind to make it pigul, he has in mind to eat it next week. So then it becomes pigul. So the Rambam says, if the din would have been Baal HaMefagim, if the din would have been Mechash Ma'aveda La'aveda, if a non-Jew would have asked the Jew to shech the behemah for him, it would have been also Bahano. But we don't pass on like all of that. There is no such din. No such din that Shluchu Shalom Kemoisai. So since the Mishalech is a goy, and he asked the Jew to shech, so the behemah is nevela, there is no such din. If a woman would write a Sefer Torah, it would be possible. So if the woman commissions a man to write a Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah is going to be possible. There is no such din. Someone told me, eat the Sefer told me. The Ramosh Shtenbach has a tshuva where he writes that it's not so. Ramosh Shtenbach usually goes to all the wild chumers. And he says this is a joke. He said this is a joke. Everybody knows it's a joke. Of course it's a joke. Yeah, so over here the Gemara has this suffix. What an Eved Kanaini cannot be Mekabel Get. We pass an Eved Kanaini, you can give the shtar directly. That's a Rashi and Taisa. How can it be? It's only a Shita Yechidah, so they rearrange the Shol Shitas over here to make it, that is the majority opinion. It's not a minority opinion. But the Gemara said there's one Tana who's on Shimon Allah's opinion. You give the shtar Shicha directly to the Eved Kanaini, it won't be good because he doesn't believe in Gita the other boy Kiyachod. It's like giving the shtar shechet from my right hand to my left hand. But if you give it to acherim, shtar al acherim, then it would be good. So the Gemara has a shaila. Maybe since if you give it to the Eved directly, it would be no good because he doesn't believe in boy and keechod. So boy rabba. So maybe milsa dir la matzeh avi shalich la matzeh masha. Maybe the Eved Kanaani doesn't have the ability to appoint a shliach. So the Gemara says no, it's wrong. Gemara says it's not correct. Where's the Gemara? Then it is good, Kisha, it is good. Just like an Isha can appoint a Shlech. Mar says, but what happened to the Klal? Mar says, no, that Klal only applies if you're not a Bailim. Here he is a Bailim, it's a technical problem. If you don't say Boin Keachot, so the Shtar never left the Rishus of the Yodon. It's a technicality. But basically, the Evet, there is a principle, you can't be Meshach and Avikneidi. Somehow there is a way to be Meshach and Eved Kanaani. So Eved Kanaani is a Bailam to gain Shichra. So it's a Milsa Deyi U'Matzi Ovid. So Shlich Matzi Mashvi also. It's a technical problem. If an Isha writes a Sefer Torah, it'll be possible. But that's a technicality, but it's not that she's not a Bailam. So if she appoints someone else to write the Sefer Torah for her, so the Shagas says she'll be Mekai in the Mitzvah. Mar says I'll be here also. The Eved Kanaani is a Bailam to go free. There is a way to free him. There is a way. This Tana doesn't believe in Boy Kech. So if you're going to give the Shtar Shech directly, there's a technicality, it's not going to work. But that's a technicality, but it doesn't make that Milsa Dila, Matzi Ovid Shlech, La Matzi Mashmi.
The Adon can
also make a Shlech, right? The Adon can make a Shlech to give the Shtar Shech, yeah. Yeah, just like the Baal can make a shlich for Nesinus Haget, so Lola Meisha, the Odin can make a shlich for Nesinus Haget. Yeah, that's a shayla. By Get Isha, there's a din of Tligitach Malgabi Karka is no good. You need Venosan. Does that din of Tligitach Malgabi Karka, does that carry over to Shtashir Chavik Nani? So I think the Nesivis writes in his Sefer HaKesubis, if I'm not mistaken, the Torah's Gitna. I think in the Torah's Gitna he writes it. The Torah's Gitna is written by the Nesivis. He has a rai from the Rishonim that the din of Tligitach Magabi Karka doesn't apply to Shtashichar Eved Kanaani. Not all the dinim are learned out Lola Meisha. Some dinim are, but not all the details. So that's what the Gemara says. It has nothing to do. This is not a violation of the rule. The Milsa Deyula, Matzi Avishlech, Matzi Masha. It's a different case. But the Gemara words it strangely. Gemara, instead of saying it's a technicality, it's not a milsa deliyo la matzi ovid. The Eved Kanaani is a bailam. The Gemara has a different vort. There's a yeshnam b'toras. Yeshnam b'toras is a different issue. The Gemara says, what's a din of yeshnam b'toras? That's a different halacha. Yeshnam b'toras is a din. Can I, in the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, the Gemara has it. Can I appoint a nochri as a shliach? So the answer is no, before you even finish the sentence. Because you say, Atem Gam Atem, Gam le rab atem kein tarima gam havas trumas Hashem. Says you have to be mafish trumas and maisa. So the Gemara says kein tarima gam atem gam le rab is hashliach. So ma'atem ledaitchem abshlachach ledaitchem ma'atem minei bris abshlachach minei bris. You cannot appoint a nachri as a shliach for anything. Period. So Gemara says, what do you need that pasuk that you cannot appoint a nachri as a shliach for anything? Period. Why don't you say you cannot appoint a nachri as a shliach for gittin kedusha because he's ain't a b'toris gittin kedusha. The Gemara answers, no, I need that pasuk for dini mominu. So mekach hamemkar. The nachri can sell and buy property, but he cannot function as a shliach or as a mishaleach for kinyonim. But in gittin kedusha, of course, the yevet cannot be a shliach because he's ain't a b'toris gittin kedusha. So the Gemara says at the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, whoever is Zayna B'Torah cannot function as a shliach on behalf of someone else who is B'Torah. And then Achreinim Asim Hu Adenami, you cannot say Zochin. If Zayna B'Torah is Gitmei Kedushin, so you cannot, and Ever K'naini, you do say Zochin the Yonim Shlai B'Fonu. If you give, let's say, a Shtashichwit to a Nochri to be Zeche Cheirus for an Ever K'naini, that's not going to work. A Nochri can't, you don't say Zochin. If you give a Shtashichwit to Ever K'naini, to be zeich a shichur for someone else's evik 90, then it will be good. But his own evik 90, if I'll give to my evik 90, to be zeich a shichur for my other evik 90, that's like taking from my right hand to my left hand. So the Gemara says, it never left my rishus, there never was any nisin or liyodai. But in evik 90, the Gemara says, is yeshna b'toiras, is yeshna b'toiras shichur, so therefore he can function as a shliach, and he can function as a zochin. But that's the Gemara answer. The Evik Naini is Yeshna B'Toiras. But we're not talking about Yeshna B'Toiras. The answer the Gemara gave is a little strange. Instead of explaining that the Evik Naini is Yeshna B'Toiras Shichur, should have said Evik Naini is Milsa Di'ul Matzi Ovid, Shalech Matzi Mashvi. Milsa Di'ul Loi Matzi Ovid, Shalech Matzi Mashvi. That's only if you're not a Bailim. It's a Chisoran and Bailim. So if you're not a Bailim, then you're not a Bailim. To be mana shliach either, but over here, the Evik Naini is the Bailam on the Shichur. It's a technicality, it's a problem of technicality. Same as by the Isha, by Ksiva Sefer Torah. That's not governed with the rule, not like the Minchas Chinuch. You can't apply the rule, Milsa Diyul, Lamati Avi Shliach, Lamati Mashvi. The woman can't appoint a Shliach for Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Ramah Hoshi not Mechuyev to, but you can't say she doesn't have the ability to. That's not it. There's not a lack of bailus. It's a psul. If the Isha will write the Sefer Torah, it'll be puzzle. But it's not the Enebet Torahs. Okay, tomorrow we'll have to go through this again. There's a famous Tesis here about Hanikana Shluch de Rahmana, then take a look at the Tesis in Yuma. Then there's a Dravarm about the Shalach Manis. We're a little off, okay. But it's on this Tesis. That neither way. It's not right that a man gives a woman, one gives a man, because if a man will give a woman, it may be a shayla of sivlaina, it may be a safek kiddushin. So we want to avoid it, so we don't want to have either direction.
But is it, are you equipped with the new shalach manis?
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Somebody asked me. They said a single person shouldn't do it, because I guess that's where this thing
is. Hashinu the sivlaina. Yeah, today we don't do not kashish with it. Every possible is less of light.
Maybe what was the refrain from the Ktos? The Rambam said, good. And understand how you addressed my question. I guess I have to listen to get ready to ask.
Is that your phone?
Yeah, I got it.
Your phone?
I have to.
And I don't remember.
You don't need to live this in the shit.
What?